If there are no true political or emotional reasons in play, strategic solutions can easily trump financial or operational reasons.
Welcome to the CLINLAB Sales Podcast, bringing fresh insight for focusing your sales strategy. Our host is Peter Francis, President of Clinical Laboratory Sales Training. In this episode, Peter talks about the perception that some clients have that testing labs are a commodity, prompting them to shop on price. You'll learn how to differentiate your lab by bringing marketplace insight and sales expertise that point the sale in your favor despite the price.
The buzz at national industry meetings has been about labs perceived as a commodity. Many healthcare providers and allied health professionals believe that a lab is a lab is a lab. After all, a complete blood count or a basic metabolic panel are pretty much the same at every clinical laboratory. The problem is that many sales professionals who market their respective facilities feel the same way. They stop by a prospect's office dreaming of catching him on a day when things have gone terribly awry with a current lab vendor and hope to become a rescuing white knight. But then, hope is not a strategy. Physician offices choose from multiple lab service options based on various factors, among which are accepted insurances, patient service center locations, reputation, specialty testing, connectivity preferences, political alliances, and maybe price. It's a Catholic fact that offices that accept the major insurances must use multiple labs due to laboratory insurance contract obligations. Why would a doctor's office opt for a different lab service if there is no other insurance contract obligation? There are those who do not. But many do, and there are several reasons. Political and strategic reasons. The doctor or the decision maker may have attended the same school or may be a friend of the lab owner or the pathologist. The doctor's office might be located on the campus of the hospital where a feeling of obligation or expectation may exist. Perhaps there's an ownership or management condition dictating the use of a specific lab. Where issues are emotional and political, almost everything else is secondary with those who make lab decisions. Political benefits drive buying activity more than logical ones. Healthcare professionals may select a particular laboratory service as a matter of strategic preference. Two fundamental factors make up this aspect. One is what the lab can do for the doctor's patients, and two, what the lab offers that makes a difference to the office or individuals within the office. In the case of the former, examples are convenient patient service centers, hassle-free access for patients to reach the lab's billing department, courteous and experienced phlebotomists, especially with children, and patient education documents. As to point number two, making a difference to the office, the list of what the lab offers can be quite long as well as client-specific. In a general sense, if there are no true political or emotional reasons in play, strategic solutions can easily trump financial or operational reasons. If an office has previously made its decision based on financial benefits, the competing sales representative has an opportunity to present an alternative justification. Most people seek the best value when they make a purchase. If the customer is looking for the cheapest lab, all he really needs to do is see a salesperson once to get a quote. Instead of competing on price alone, however, the marketing representative can produce value through the sales experience, in other words, avoiding the price-driven sale, and separate himself from those who profess to give the best deal. It's a sorry state of affairs when an office manager says to a rep he barely knows, "Here are the tests we do. Give me a proposal with your best price. That's all we need." This is where the art of differentiating comes into play. Masterclass marketing people understand the business. They distinguish their lab service because they bring marketplace insight and sales expertise to the client. A representative new to the industry or to sales simply doesn't have this skilled business acumen. He needs time, training, and experience. An average rep chooses to remain average. He promotes a Me Too story about his laboratory. What does a masterclass marketer study and practice to make the buying event and after the sale experience pleasurable situations for the prospect? Differentiating aspects. There are many factors that separate labs from one another. Dig for them and judge various features against the competition. Some differences could be billing standard operating procedures, including contracts, connectivity, critical value cutoffs, field rep expertise, heritage, normal values, patient fees, patient service centers like the hour of operations, the wait times, the cleanliness, the phlebotomy techniques, the courtesy, sign-in protocol. Another differentiating thing could be the report format or service in general. This is an umbrella covering many pieces such as couriers, client services, professional consultation, etc. There's service manual content and format. There's supplies, test menu, test methodology, and even test turnaround time. The list is almost endless. If a sales rep believes he has nothing of consequence to review with prospective customers, he should haul out a microscope, closely examine his lab, and begin asking questions about his competitors. Positioned under this microscope is a glass slide with all kinds of differentiators that both the rep and his manager have discovered. The marketer meticulously studies the slide and develops a written list of these differences, which places him into a select, knowledgeable group of representatives. No matter how many basic differences or unique strengths a representative discovers about his lab, they're not worth one iota unless the person listening to that rep perceives those to be a difference or a strength. What will help them solve a problem, uncover an unforeseen issue, or make an improvement? An example, the marketer should avoid a pompous description of his lab's state-of-the-art five-color flow cytometry to the receptionist. The receptionist doesn't need five-color flow cytometry. Chances are that such a listener will be apathetic, irrespective of a professional and a knowledgeable presentation. Basic differences must translate into benefits that tie into explicit client needs, and that must be presented to the appropriate audience. A variety of examples. A number of facets culled from various labs can make or have made a difference to doctors' offices. The marketer has to deftly ask questions that steer his customer into a dialogue about certain aspects of or their feelings about his job, patient care and or convenience, the office operation, the current lab service, and other pertinent topics. By asking the right questions at the right time, the representative conceivably can produce an aha moment for his customer. Many differentiators can solve a current issue or uncover an unrecognized or potential problem and provide an unanticipated solution. All very powerful components of the consultative sales process that a skilled representative employs to create value for the client. Turnaround time. An outpatient has his routine prothrombin or PT, drawn in the early morning at Lab A's Patient Service Center. Across town, another patient has the same test drawn at the same time at Lab B's drawing center, whose testing location is an hour or two away or even in a different state. Logistically, Lab A can receive the patient's specimens and produce a result by noon. The INR is grossly abnormal, so Lab A's client service department notifies the physician's office. The doctor acts immediately that afternoon. Lab B generates an abnormal result late in the evening and calls the physician's answering service that subsequently calls the physician in the off hours. He can't consult with the patient at that time of night. Which doctor is pleased with his lab service and who is likely to be able to provide better patient care? Up-to-date testing information. Those lab reps who keep their customers informed are the winners and more inclined to build competitive barriers. Some clinicians continue to order T3 uptake and total T4 profile to evaluate thyroid function. This profile is deemed outdated by the American Medical Association, which eliminated the profile terminology years ago. With a good TSH and a free T4 assay, a provider can make an initial diagnosis of hyper or hypothyroid disease, inform sales reps who discover doctors still ordering the antiquated thyroid profile can explain the current testing algorithm. Contrast that scenario with a lab rep without the initiative to unearth any such clients and who says nothing to his client about a more contemporary approach. Office practices want and expect information from their lab on up-to-date testing algorithms, newer methodologies, and available assays. Methodologies. Methodology choices among labs can make a difference. Take hemoglobin A1C. Many labs use the immunoturbidimetric method for A1C with the advantages of internal low cost and automation. Its disadvantage is its potential inability to distinguish patients harboring hemoglobin variants, such as hemoglobin S or hemoglobin C. In contrast, labs using ion exchange chromatography or borinate affinity may be able to detect these hemoglobinopathies due to their ability to reveal spurious alterations in hemoglobin elution patterns. These two tests obviate the confusing factors in interpreting A1C results in co-affected patients. A simple lab report notation of this observation could be helpful to a doctor initially unaware of his patient's hemoglobinopathy. A master class sales rep would be able to explain this methodology difference to clients and suggest alternative assays for determining average blood glucose. Both fructosamine and glycated albumin are not dependent on red cell survival, as is the hemoglobin A1C assay. Another distinguishing methodology difference is tandem mass spec. In labs that assay for vitamin D and immunosuppressants, methodologies like enzyme immunoassay and chemiluminescence are sometimes used. Tandem mass spec is a state-of-the-art method employed for these types of assays because of its exquisite sensitivity and specificity. If a lab is using tandem mass spec or refers to a reference lab and its competitor isn't, the marketer has another unique strength to differentiate his lab. Testing menus. Many labs create their own allergy panels. Here, too, can be a distinguishing factor. Some providers may prefer a large profile of allergens, for example, 25, as compared with another lab that has 15 allergens in its general profile. Selected labs design a wide assortment of allergy panels that some doctors may value as opposed to a lab that offers a limited selection. There is also an FDA-approved blood test to detect Mycobacterium tuberculosis, but not all labs may have established this as part of their testing menu. This test has many advantages, such as eliminating the traditional and cumbersome two-step process, generating a result within 24 hours, and removing subjectivity. Some facilities offer an advanced immunochemical test, which is not affected by diet, for fecal occult blood, while others continue to only offer the traditional fecal occult blood test. Expertise. Some labs have numerous subspecialty pathologists, like a dermatopathology, endocrine, pulmonary, cytopathology, breast, prostate, hematopathology, and gastroenterology. The constellation of all of these can make a difference to a client when contrasted to labs that may not have a robust, varied staff. The annual number of cases a specialist pathologist examines can be impressive to a corresponding clinical specialist. It is only human nature that practicing physicians feel more confident when they know someone with extensive expertise is reading their patient's biopsy. Solving client problems. Many laboratories leave handling and resolving client crises to the marketing person or the client service representative. Yet other labs go one step further by congregating department heads in a daily or weekly meeting to review recent client problems. This method offers a number of benefits. Everyone hears the issues and understands what is impacting customers. Departments can weigh in a forum setting on possible solutions. And most importantly, create and agree on permanent solutions to avoid future problems. Once the predicament is resolved, the field rep can respond to his client with the internal conclusion, offering a 360-degree problem to solution, as well as a sense of, we care about you. Filling orders. Certain labs focus exceptionally well on customer service and aim to fill a supply order the same day or the next day as the request is received. Others less attentive may not be able to complete orders as quickly. Thus, lab supplies may get to its clients in a week's time or whenever. Generally, labs may not inventory the same transport supplies. This seemingly inconsequential service aspect could have large implications, prompting a client to listen more intently to a representative whose competing lab is more sensitive to turnaround time or that carries a particular media transport item. The lab's sales representative. The marketing person himself can be a differentiator by understanding his lab's operation and testing capabilities, acronyms, disease states, and a myriad of other details. For example, a hematologist asks his lab rep if the lab does the MTHFR mutation assay. The field rep says that it is a reference test and states there is no problem for his lab to handle it. The same scenario takes place in another hematologist's office, but his representative looks inquisitively and asks the doctor to repeat the acronym MTHFR as he scribbles it down, explaining, "I'll get back to you." While nothing is inherently wrong with this, the first example shows a sales rep with a sense of confidence that assures the doctor. The rep also establishes a robust reputation, which also helps to ward off competitive threats. A representative's professional manner and marketing techniques can be another distinctive factor. The sales process is both strategic and tactical in nature. Clients may base 50% or more of their decision to use a particular lab centered on the sales representative, political factors notwithstanding. Client decisions distill down to trust and confidence each one has in the field person and how much value the rep contributes to the overall customer relationship. The marketer's responsibility is to help create the appropriate perception of his lab to its customers and prospects. To do this requires proper sales training and coaching. Becoming fully cognizant of his company's operation, the testing menu, methodologies, the billing, and connectivity options provides the field rep with a great deal of content to discuss during client interactions. Time, patience, aptitude, and a willingness to extract the strengths within his laboratory and sleuth on the competition can build a masterclass account executive. David Packard of Hewlett-Packard once said, "Marketing is too important to be left up to marketing people. Top lab management should be in charge of making sure that a differentiating strategy is generated, communicated, and maintained. Top management should want to be involved in the differentiation strategy of its laboratory. Upper management frequently assumes that salespeople have all of this differentiation strategy worked out. They need to know about and even help design the outgoing communication. Many examples throughout the business world demonstrate that when upper management that choose not to show interest or participate in the differentiation strategy, their companies or products failed. If a doctor says to your lab sales rep, "No more of this stuff about great service, high quality, and 24-hour turnaround time," what makes your lab different from everyone else's? Or is your lab just running a commodity service? How would your marketing person respond to that? The answer? "We are far from a commodity lab service, doctor. Some of the things that make us unique may or may not be significant to you. It really depends upon what you believe is important in a lab service. Can we start by having you give me a better understanding of your practice and allowing me to ask you some pertinent questions?"
You've been listening to the CLINLAB Sales Podcast. If you want to get all the episodes, you can subscribe using iTunes or any podcast application you like. If you found this valuable, please leave a review at iTunes. That helps a lot. For more information or to contact Peter Francis for sales training, visit clinlabsales.com. Thanks for listening.